Christmas is over. All the presents have been unwrapped, the mess is cleaned up, the toys played with it. Now we're facing New Year's. And I guess I need to talk about New Year's resolutions. Well, they're hard to do. And I read somewhere that 90% of the New Year's resolutions don't even make it past January. So maybe I'm in that category. I've only had one New Year's resolution I was able to keep. And that was about 2 years ago. I made a resolution to procrastinate more. But I was even 2 weeks late getting that one going, so. Okay. We tend to make a mark to start something. We tend to draw a line in the sand and say, from this point forward, I'm going to change. And that's kind of what the new year is, a great time. Going from 2013 to 2014, we draw a line in the sand and say, starting next year, I'm going to improve this or I'm going to do that. That's what I want to talk about, a clean slate, a new starting point. This morning I want to talk about some resolutions, some commitments, which I guarantee will change your life. It's a bold statement. But I go on to say it'll significantly change your life. It'll make your life better. It will improve you as a person. It will improve you in your walk with God. And I have no problem giving you that guarantee. So I have four commitments I want you to make this year. Number one, commit yourself to forget your failures. Over 2,000 years ago, one of the first Christian leaders, Paul, gave us this advice in Philippians 3:13 and 14. He said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward to those which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." This advice from God has stood the test of time. It's as good now as when Paul wrote it in his letter. It's great practical advice for all of us to start 2014. God here says you do not have to live your life imprisoned by your past. All of us, I dare say, has failed somewhere in this last year. There's somewhere that we fell short. Now, celebrities, they get their failures recorded in the newspapers and on TV. And we may not have that to face, but we record our failures in our hearts and in our minds. We record them as painful memories. Maybe a memory of a failed relationship. Maybe we made the wrong decisions. We did the wrong things and a relationship ended. Maybe we failed our children in some way, or maybe we failed our parents in some way, and maybe we failed ourselves in some way. And God's Word says we do not allow ourselves to be bogged down by those past failures. And we do not dwell on our past so it hinders our future. See, God has set a path for you. He has a plan for your life, each and every one of you. And if we're looking back where we failed last year or the year before or the year before, we can't see that point that God has set out there in our future. We can't be focused on Him if we focus where we have failed. And I think at the start of this new year, this line drawn in the sand is a good time to rise to that challenge. To say to yourself, with the help of God, I'm going to forget my past. Those things are over. I can't go back and change them. It's time to stop torturing myself with what I did or didn't do. This year is as good a time as any. And I dare say today is as good a time as any. Don't wait for that magical number, January.